Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The Healthy Self is all about you. Here's author, lecturer, and holistic nutritional consultant, Michael Schwartz.
Do you ever get a craving for waffles and ice cream? Or how about a banana split? Or a fruit salad sundae? Oh my God, these are things that I craved as a kid because they were the only times that there was peace in the house, so to speak. And so I associate those foods, those snacks, with joy, happiness. What do you crave? You know, whatever it is that you crave, and sometimes your cravings will actually show up in your dreams as well, but whenever you get a hankering for something, question it immediately. Because a craving is your mind's way of telling you there's something going on emotionally within that you are feeling the need for sustenance, the need for acceptance, the need for companionship, the need for love. Remember, your mind is always talking to you. And it does so because it wants you to be in balance and harmony with the flow of life. And there's so many different applications to that that it's overwhelming. But there is one that I would have you look up, and I don't remember where it is or the exact phraseology, but I'll share it with you anyway. It's in Matthew, and it's where Jesus says, "Make for the straight gate, and narrow is the path that leads to life, and few are they who find it." Well, when you think about that, and you should think about that because it'll make you question what is really being said. And what's really being said goes along with the other teachings that Jesus brought, which are the kingdom is within. So these cravings are designed to help you understand when you're getting maybe knocked off the path that leads to the within. Because if you're going through something, and I'll use myself as an example, if I'm going through something and I'm unsure, I may get that craving for the waffles and ice cream. And actually, I think it's probably been, I'm married 45 years, so I'm going to say it's been at least 48, maybe 50 years since I've had waffles and ice cream, a banana split, or a fruit salad sundae. I just don't do them. They're not part of my diet. They're not part of my reality. And at this point, due to the many years that I've spent crawling inside my own head to understand my cravings, they no longer come up as cravings. In fact, every now and then, the only craving I still get are for pretzels. You know, I grew up in Philadelphia. I actually had a business at one point in my youth selling soft pretzels and Italian water ice. And if you're from Philadelphia, you know how fabulous they are, and why would you want to give them up? Aside from the fact that they're not all that healthy for you. But every now and then, you know, I'll take a look, and pretzels are just one of those comfort foods that I hold on to. I understand what it's about. I understand when it rears its head. And that's when I start looking around to see what I'm going through in order to get a handle on it so that I can deal with whatever it is from a position of strength. You need to do the same. You need to understand your cravings and what they're telling you. Because some cravings will be, you know, it's like my son had a craving, or actually he had a dream, and I realized it wasn't exactly a craving, but I put it together as one from this point of view. In his dream, he was swimming in a pool of milk. And, well, obviously, you know, you can take that as a child needing mother's love and affection and sustenance. And all true. I also looked at it from milk from the point of view of calcium. So I knew that there was also a need for minerals and that he was probably getting ready to go into a growth spurt. So I immediately put him on a complete multi-mineral. That is the way that you need to look at your cravings and look at your dreams. What is your mind telling you? Your mind is always talking to you to stay healthy, to get healthy, to find the path within yourself that will lead you to everything you want to do and everything you want to be in life. So many of us, let me rephrase that, every human being on the planet is seeking to fulfill subconscious expectations of who they think they should be based on the concepts they learn from their parents, culture, tradition. And by the way, there are some, because I said from their parents, and there are some children who are the exact opposite of their parents. So they're going to say in their mind, well, that doesn't apply to me because I'm the exact opposite of my mom, my dad, whatever the case may be, whatever gender you are. However, the truth of the matter is that you are still fulfilling subconscious expectations of how you should be based on that relationship. Because for some people, rejection is what they seek. Rejection is what they think is how they should be. That's the person that has all these great abilities and gifts, and yet what happens? They get into jobs, they get into situations, they quit, they get fired, they get into relationships, they do something that creates a rejection, a breakup, a divorce. Your mind is always talking to you, and it will use dreams, it will use cravings, and it certainly uses symbols, and you've heard me talk about them. In fact, if you want to learn the symbols of the body, take a look at my website, thesymbologist.org. And if you want to take a look at books on symbology, take a look at my other website, innerhealthbooks.com. There's a dream dictionary. There's a disease symbology handbook, which gets into the symbology of everything from your hair to your toes. Every system, gland, organ, function, everything in between is examined from a symbolic point of view. The more that you can learn your own symbols, the more that you can have eyes that see and ears to hear, you will be able to get your health under better control. And the more you try alternative approaches, don't buy into or make the pharmaceuticals your last choice. There's a purpose for everybody and everything. Personally, in our family, we don't do pharmaceuticals. Haven't. I'm not even going to go to tell you how old I am, but I will tell you, no pharmaceuticals for either one of us. And I've got a 40-year-old son and a 42-year-old daughter. Neither are they on any pharmaceuticals. You want to learn how to heal yourself? Educate yourself. In listening to shows like this and other alternative therapy shows. In fact, I just created on Facebook a grouping called Alternative Healings. And that's with an apostrophe S because I couldn't get it done with a regular S. So I used an apostrophe S. Check it out. We will be posting from myself and other practitioners natural ways to deal with whatever your situation is. You got a question? Write us. You could have always written me here, Michael at 383@me.com, or go to the websites, any of the websites, drop me a line. And listen for your answers. I have plenty to share and information guaranteed to work. This is Michael Schwartz, Radio MD. Stay well.